Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Back with Michael in just a moment. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
He's the Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and Michael Kelsey says one of the great things that happened in 2018 for cattle producers, excellent beef demand, both here at home as well as abroad.
International and domestic demand for 2018, holistically, has been very good, and that's very much to the benefit of our industry. As you mentioned, export demands, we've got a product that people around the world like. We're competitive in that sense, and so and of course, with a dollar exchange rate in place, it's been favorable for us in that sense. In domestic-wise, when President Trump came in and the tax cut package, more people have more money in their pockets, so they change what they eat, and beef benefits from that. And domestic demand has been very strong as well. Really positive in that sense. We're hoping that carries forward, obviously, into 2019, and we'll see and hopefully position ourselves for that.
One of the things that happened in 2018 that was mighty tough on a lot of our cattle producers, especially in western Oklahoma, southwestern Kansas, Texas Panhandle, and into Colorado, New Mexico as well, the wildfires of 2018. Kelsey says he's not sure if we'll get a repeat in 2019 on that or not, but he's hopeful we've learned some lessons.
Are we setting ourselves up again for another round? Maybe, maybe not. We are working with some folks to help hopefully mitigate some of that in terms of some, in 2019, we'll see some things, buffer zones around cities, those types of municipality, rural municipalities, as well as encouraging prescribed burn, those types of things. So the lessons learned from that, I think, have been good and will continue to do so. But again, we just can't ignore the tragedy that we saw in terms of those wildfires.
Legislatively, Michael Kelsey says that 2018, we had battles of trying to protect some very important exemptions for agriculture and for cattle producers. He thinks that may continue in 2019 as well.
I never honestly, Ron, dreamed that during that that education issue debate, that agriculture would be front and center regarding funding. I thought there might be other industries that would be targeted for funding. And what I'm referring to is the capital gains exemption. And so we had to step up and be on the front line as far as protecting a very important issue for us. And that's that capital gains and the ag sales tax as well was front and center also. And so both of those issues really put agriculture on the front lines during all that discussion. And good folks on both sides, and all of us love education and feel like it's very important, but just a lot of misunderstanding. And so hopefully we're going to carry that over, that opportunity for a positive message over into this new session with all these new legislators, as you've mentioned, a new governor, a new administration. It really some exciting things to think about there. We're just thrilled with Blaine Arthur as an appointee for the Secretary of Agriculture for Oklahoma. I think that is just incredible for agriculture. She's just going to do a fantastic job. And as she puts her team in place over at ODAF, we really look forward to working with her. All these new legislators that are coming in, we're taking advantage of every opportunity that we can come along to try to introduce ourselves, meet new legislators, et cetera. And there's just a slew of them, almost 60 new legislators that we're having to introduce ourselves to and make sure that they understand the importance of the beef industry and the overall Oklahoma picture.
I know that as far as leadership of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees, you feel pretty good about those, right?
Very good. Boy, on the Senate side, Senator Casey Murdoch and Senator Roland Peterson, both those gentlemen are fantastic agriculture-oriented folks. Private property rights are central to their ideology, if you will. The ag sales tax exemption, just very pro-agriculture, really super good. We're just excited about that. On the House side, the House was a little later, in, as you know, in announcing their leadership than the Senate was. But with Representative Dale Curbs, we've had a great working relationship with him and look forward to that. He's from Shawnee. He's dabbled in agriculture a little with his kids and so forth. He's a little bit more, if you look at his kind of business, it's in the restaurant business. And so he understands that side of our business, certainly. But he is a really good guy to work with. He's open-minded. He asks good questions. And I think he's really committed to working together. And that's what you want in a chairman.
Top hired hand for OCA, Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.